Welcome into Dags of the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The offseason is here. Week one of the offseason. And there's a lot of news around the Jaguars right now. We start off with the coaching search. It's knee-deep right now. There are names flying everywhere. Who's the leader right now?
Well, Brian, I think you and I both, through our 1995 glasses,
yeah.
Well, we'd love to see Tom.
94, too. We were both
right
through that.
And Tom Coughlin would be a lot of people's choice. I'd love it. It just doesn't feel like it's happening. I think the thing that people should be aware of is that sometimes with an interim coach, there's this feeling that the interview is sort of, let's just interview the guy. I don't think that's the case with Doug Marrone. When you hear the stuff out there, he's sort of coming in fourth and fifth on the list of a lot of people's thoughts. I think he deserves more of a look than that. I think he'll get more of a look than that. I think he's a much stronger candidate than that, not just because of the last two games, but because of his resume, because of the head coach feel that he gave it in the last two games. He looked and talked like a head coach. Players responded to him that way. So I don't know that he's the overwhelming favorite, but it's not a case where just because the guy's been around that you sort of let him out the door. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Well, and I think the fact that his name is showing up on other teams, there's five mm-hmm. other teams opening, and he's on at least two of them. So that tells you that the Jaguars believe they've got something worth investigating, and they will. I, like you, would love to see Coughlin,
sure,
obviously. But let me make the case for Mike Smith, who was twice named the NFL's head coach of the year mm-hmm. when he was with the Atlanta Falcons. Terrific defensive mind. His great strength was taking your weakness and letting my strength cover it.
Well, he could do that. I mean,
well, you know,
more power to him.
We try. Same thing. JP could cover mine. You know, he managed to put the pieces in place on defense, and you know how many good places there are on defense. Mike Smith would be a – you had Gus way over here and Coughlin way over here, and mm-hmm. Mike is that guy. He's more towards Coughlin than he is Gus, but he would probably not shock the system of the players.
Let me tell you something else about Mike.
Yeah.
A lot of W's on that resume.
He's
won a lot of games. And he's a head coach who's won a lot of games.
He's firm, like you need a head coach to be, but yet he understands the demands of the modern NFL player. I think he would be a nice compromise guy.
I do, too.
Won a lot of games in Atlanta. Pretty good offense in Atlanta during those times, too. Now, to the offense here in Jacksonville. Blake Bortles, priority number one for this Jaguars team in the offseason. Where do you start with him getting better moving forward?
His feet. Everyone wanted to talk about the release point. Everyone wanted to talk about the mechanics up here. In talking to a coach on the Jaguars' offensive side and defensive side who saw a lot of him this year, they said the footwork is a complete disaster as the season comes to an end. He has none. They need to fix his feet. And look, the power and the rhythm all come from the feet, not the arm. That's the misnomer of the casual fan. How strong is his arm? Tell me how good his feet are, and I'll tell you how good a quarterback he can be. Bortles needs to go to California. Dancing with the Stars, wherever it starts or ends, it has to be with the feet.
That's the first step. And then he also, it's here and it's here. Because he's got to be able to see what's going on better.
Yeah.
There were too many missed receivers. Decision-making has always been an issue for him. I think it's still more young quarterback stuff with the decision-making. But there are a lot of situations. The interceptions this year weren't necessarily off the feet with accuracy. They were not seeing it and going to the wrong spot. Those two things, I don't know which is tougher to fix, but they both have to get fixed.
Well, look, he made a couple big throws. The one to Koyak through that tight window in Indianapolis. He did the same throw in Buffalo to Marquise Lee and here against the Texans to Brian Walters. I mean, he can make some good throws. Get the feet right. We'll see what you got.
This team finished 3-13, fired the head coach. There's a lot of negativity in the fan base, and rightly so, after a season like that. But what is some cause for optimism in 2017?
Well, you just start listing the young guys. Telvin Smith, I'm going to put Malik Jackson, young guy. All the core guys we've been talking about. Jalen Ramsey, I think Miles Jack's going to have a full-time role next year. Marquise Lee, Brandon Lynn. I mean, there are core guys who are young guys who I think everybody that I just listed, Brian, is still capable of ascending.
Oh, without a doubt.
Sheldon Day's on that list. So
AJ can.
It's a start. And it all comes down to if the guy we were just talking about can truly ascend. The more rapidly he ascends, the more quickly all these other guys can really start to look good. It all comes down to him, but there is a core. Other side of the optimism, if those last two games from Bortles are something like what he can start to be, That's what you have to hope.
Okay, so we saw the roster in Doug Marrone's hands in a much more confrontational, accountability-laden approach. So the Jaguars have an owner who is as aggressive, right, and willing to spend and do the things and give the tools to the coaches, owner, as any in the league, an Eddie DeBartolo kind of owner, right, to bring back the San Francisco 49ers Hall of Fame owner. You've got facilities that are being built here now with the indoor practice facility. All the young players combined with Shad Khan and the roster and the facilities give you a thing to think, boy, if Marrone could do that in two games, what will a new coach be able to do? I think there's a lot of cause for optimism.
Agreed.
Hope so. Off-season week number one, long time until the 2017 season. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.